This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to talk about 10 stories we're following this morning. Again, please provide feedback at S. Becker, Becker Strategy Group, or 773-766-5322. Here are the 10 stories. First, stocks ended 2021 with a great surge over the last week as the market recovered from Omicron fears and Fed Reserve fears. So stocks surged. Second, futures continue to point up today to start the new year. We're talking on January 3rd, 2021. Let's hope it's another good year in the stock market. Third, the 10-year Treasury yield opens today at about 1.51. One thing we're also watching is the 2-year Treasury yield is really starting to creep back up. It's now at about 0.80, so that's moving up. These indexes will have to rise a decent amount to temper equity investing. Fourth, a few thoughts on 2021 deal activity. 2021 was an absolute record year for mergers and acquisitions throughout the world, a mix of inexpensive money leading to high valuations and expectations of tax increases. We'll talk for one moment about the tax increases. Those tax increases on capital gains and income didn't happen. Let's ultimately hope that those sellers that sold are still happy they did. There was a projection of at one point very highly increased capital gains, and then smaller amounts of increased capital gains, 5%, 3%, an additional 8% on top of what would have been other income taxes or capital gains taxes. Those didn't happen. So now you see, let's hope that those same sellers are happy that they still sold. The same concept applies to estate taxes. Many thought some of the estate tax exemptions would be rolled back, that the limits would be rolled back and some of the exemptions from estate tax would be rolled back. Those rollbacks also didn't happen. There's probably some amount of children in this country of wealthy families that were unjustly enriched by donations to the 2021 trust that ultimately did not happen. Again, we call this unjust enrichment to the children and others that received those gifts and then didn't have the state tax limits actually rolled back. Fifth concept, and we're going to talk about this much more in a separate podcast, we have an ultimate ongoing theory that great management is simple. And this is a vast, vast overstatement. But I've always said the trick to great management is hiring great people. If you hire great people and keep those great people, then it's much easier to manage. And again, I've seen the alternative, which is great managers that really manage closely people because they don't make the effort to hire magnificent people. But at the end of the day, the simplistic truth about management is if you hire magnificent people, it's much easier to lead and manage. Sixth story we're following today is, of course, COVID hospitalizations. These are, again, starting to rise quickly. They're not nearly as in line with the number of infections that we have, and that's a good sign. That's either a good sign because Omicron's not as lethal or that ultimately the vaccines are working. But COVID hospitalizations are rising very quickly and reported at close to 85,000. Let's hope that that number peaks fairly soon. I expect that that'll peak over the next couple of weeks as people recover from all the travel and visiting and all the New Year stuff and vacation stuff. Deaths are also up. Infections are up so much, and so many are not reported, that the numbers have become directional versus anywhere near exact. I mean, we do have a sense that infections are way, way up. I mean, everybody I know has at least got someone in the family that's been infected. Of our 8 in our family, 4 have been infected. And so most of us getting the firsthand knowledge of this, maybe we thought we'd avoid. But in any event, hospitalizations are up. They're not nearly as bad as you'd expect from 400,000 plus infections. That's good news. But so many infections not reported, as you can tell, because there's so many of the tests that are taking our home tests. In any event, let's hope this surge flames out quickly. For much more on healthcare and COVID, follow Becker's Healthcare. Seventh, one of the fascinating stories I saw recently is for the last couple of months, Apple has become the top phone seller in China. You know that Apple then will be cautious about committing on human rights issues in that country and about child labor laws in that country, given the extent to which they are the biggest phone seller in that country now, which is just an amazing accomplishment by Apple. Eight, IKEA indicates it is raising prices. And of course, this is not here nor there, but indicative of what you're seeing throughout the supply chain and inflation throughout the country. Big chains are raising prices. They, one, could afford to, and two, they have to, because their employment and the labor cost and everything else is going up significantly itself. Ninth, one of the things I saw fascinating this morning is I walked into my local coffee shop to start the new year. There's a vaccine mandate. You can't stay in the coffee shop without showing your vaccine card. I'm, of course, thrilled to show my vaccine card. I'm pro-vaccination, got my boosters, did those kinds of things. I'm a proponent of vaccines. One of the things that's fascinating is the concept of a vaccine mandate. I guess when you look at this twofold, we sort of now know that vaccines don't stop the spread. So a vaccine mandate doesn't really help that. And even the governor of Connecticut, the noted Democratic governor, really good governor, said, look, we know it's not stopping the spread. We know it's also not stopping, masks aren't stopping the spread. But what we do also do know is that vaccines stop the severity of the illness. And this is a huge plus. So even if it's not the vaccine mandate, it's not to protect one from oneself, it should help at least flatten the load on hospitals and health systems some, which is so critically important. So at the end of the day, I have no trouble with the vaccine mandates. I mean, the only other thing I'd say about vaccine mandates, which is a fascinating different discussion, is, you know, on the anti-vax side, you do have some medical articles, and it's very hard to tell what's true and what's not, and that's why I'm such a big believer in freedom of speech. And some of those articles point to, are vaccines hurting the long-term immune system of people? Will that ultimately lead to our own immune systems not working as well? So you've become too reliant on vaccines. I certainly hope that that's not the case. I hope that that's not true. But it is a fascinating study over time as to how all these things play out and what they all mean. In any event, I'm watching the vaccine mandates take hold in the coffee shops. I'm fine with it, quite frankly, if it helps protect our health systems and so forth. But it is interesting to watch. The last story I'll talk about this morning, it's one we've talked about a lot the last several weeks, is I finally gave in to investing in this Bitcoin and cannabis through a Bitcoin ETF and a cannabis ETF. What I'm finding so far is that my timing and investment brilliance is not showing through. The Bitcoin ETF I invested in is down 34% since I invested in it. The cannabis ETF I invested in is down 21.5% since I invested in it. So far, not so good, but it is what it is, and we'll see how it goes. Thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Podcast. We appreciate you listening. Thank you.